we're doing the laws of Rosh Hashanah, and we're in the Ketzur Shanoch Mekoch Chaim. We're up to the 102nd chapter. Before blowing shofar, we make a blessing about hearing the shofar, and this is where we left off. That from that blessing till the end of the Musaf, till the end of the blowing, we're not going to talk, because that blessing is on the mitzvah, which will take us throughout if we spoke, okay? We also make a blessing of Shechiyanu, and we make both these blessings standing. The Tokeh, the Baal Tokeh, the one who's going to blow the shofar, makes the blessing on behalf of all of us, and he is standing and we are standing. If someone's going to be blowing for other people, and he was Yotze, so it's better that they make the blessings. Unless they don't know how, then he can make the blessings for them. That's the concept we discussed of Koishel Arevim, that we're responsible for one another, so we could perform mitzvot on behalf of one another, certain mitzvot we can perform on behalf of one another, and we can make blessings on behalf of one another. He brings, I think this is a Kabbalistic concept, when we make the blessing, we cover the shofar. And you'll see that they do that. The shofar is under wraps during the blessing. We hold it under the cover, and whenever it's not being blown, it says you should cover the shofar. There's a medrash that explains it. If a person started blowing shofar and he couldn't finish, I remember as a kid that happened once. The person was blowing and blowing and blowing, and he couldn't get the sounds to come out of the shofar. I mean, he tried, and then they brought someone to take his place. So technically, if the person was present, he heard the blessing, he said amen, he had in mind, so then he could continue blowing. And he picks up where the first guy left off. You don't make a new blessing.
There was a big break, though, then he would have to say no.
Quite contrary. From here we derive the halacha that a break is not a hefsek, because the halacha says here, Shama tesha tkiot v'tesha shot v'yom. If you heard 9 blasts over 9 hours during the day, meaning it took a really long time, big breaks between each blow, so then the halacha says you're yotze, and that's the source for the halacha that a shahiyah, a pause in everything. You're in the middle of benching, you pause. So there are places where we say if you pause long enough to begin from beginning to end, then you have to start again. But in many places we say it's not makiv, and the source is here. The source is here that we say by blown shofar. So we mentioned you're not supposed to talk. The blessing is going to go on all the tkiyot, and especially when the shofar is being blown, we have to be listening to the shofar. You're not even supposed to yawn and make any other noise, because you're disturbing other people from hearing the shofar. So we have to be quiet, and this is where the halacha discusses not to bring little children. Women don't have to hear shofar. It's a mitzvah say shazman grama. It's time-oriented mitzvah say. And nonetheless, women like to hear the shofar, so they have shofar blowings for women. And the women, we don't make a bracha for them. But that's the Sfardi minag. The Ashkenazi do make a bracha, even though they're patur. And women do try to come and hear it, and if they don't hear it, they blow for her at home. And that's our women, that they look after mitzvot, even though they're not chayav. The tokea, if he already was yotze, so he doesn't make the bracha for them. Even for Ashkenazi, let one of them make the bracha. But he would not make the bracha. Do the last one? Okay. Now, we have tkiyot that are called tkiyotim yushav and tkiyotim umad. Here, the chasidim, the sfarid, and the sfaridim, they do exactly what it says in the Gemara, that they have the shofar that's blown before Shmon Esrei, and then they have the shofar that's blown during Shmon Esrei. So, the tkiyot are really divided. Our custom is to divide them to have a set by each one of the blessings of Musaf. We have the introductory blessings, and then we have Malchuyot, Zichonot, and Shofarot. So everyone has shofar blowing with the Malchuyot, Zichonot, and Shofarot of Chazrat Hashat, the repetition. What Sfaridim do, and what Nusach Sfarid, the Hasidim do, is that during the silent Shmon Esrei, everyone says Shmon Esrei up to the blessing, up to the point where you've concluded one segment, and we blow the shofar, the blowing of Malchuyot. Then everyone prays until the end of the next section, and then we blow shofar, the blowing of zichronot. So the whole congregation is really praying together. We pray, and then we all wait until he blows. He blows, we go on to the next section. And that's the tkiot dim'umat. You go to an Ashkenazi shul, there's no blowing in the Kwait Shmona Esrei, so don't wait for anything, it ain't going to happen. But we will see, there's Lachem now, how this is broken up in our Chazrat HaShatz for us Ashkenazim. And the last blowing is in the end of the Kaddish. We have, we'll discuss this in our Tefillah learning. But the last blowing, don't think it's at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. It's after Shmoneh Esrei in the Kaddish. In the middle of the Kaddish, before we say Hashem, accept our prayers. So we blow one last time. And the way we explained the blowing with Rav Soloveitchik last night, that's very understandable. That we're blowing one last time before Tiskabel, accept our prayers, because the Tkiyah is a form of prayer.
Sure.